B-Pod Studios.
587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for over 40 years.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Home of 76ers basketball.
Ben Simmons and Joel Bang, two-hand jam.
Flyers hockey.
Carter Hart made the save. The bouncy puck still free. Hart's got to make another one.
And Farzetta in the morning.
I feel you.
Plug in. 97.5, the Fanatic. Philadelphia.
Here's some free advice to all the young people listening right now that are thinking about getting on social media or speaking into a microphone for their career or writing in a newspaper or a website, a blog, whatever it might be. If you ever feel the need to make a point and you need a quote to really drive that point home and you think, let me get something that Hitler said and that'll really make people understand what I'm trying to get across here, put the pen down, put the phone down, put the computer away, and go ahead and don't do that for yourself. Just don't do that for yourself. And that's what DeSean Jackson should have done yesterday, which was just back away from the phone, not post anything, go live your life in some other way, and just maybe not quote Hitler to try to drive home a point. By the way, good morning, everyone. I'm Mark. That's Bob. That's Jamie. Pat Egan's with us today. It was one of those things, Bob, that I was reading last night that I had to check multiple times to make sure I wasn't being duped. Like, it wasn't some fake account where one of my favorite Eagles ever, DeSean Jackson, was on social media and thought to himself, hey, you know what would really make people understand what I'm saying? Going to Hitler and saying, hey, Hitler said, and then anti-Semitic remarks. No. And then, to explain further, he was like, no, wait, forget that it's Hitler for a second. And he, like, crossed out, kept the quote, Bob. He kept the quote, and then crossed out Hitler's name, and then pointed to the part of the quote that he really wanted to emphasize, which, I mean, he put out on social media. I'm afraid to even read that quote on the air.
Yeah.
Like, I even asked you maybe 10 minutes ago, like, I don't even think I can read this quote on the air.
Yeah.
It would, because then someone would just snip that soundbite with my voice and then make me look like a jackass. Like, I'm like afraid to read what he posted. But here's all you really need to know. What he posted was so bad, Joe Banner actually tweeted out about it.
Yeah,
and
saw
was
that.
Like, what are the Eagles going to do with this?
Well,
imagine if the roles were reversed. And let's not forget, I don't know if they're still best buds or whatever, but Joe Banner and Jeffrey Lurie used to like ride bikes together or something. Like, they were like buddies from being
summer camp
kids.
Buddies. Yeah.
Summer camp buddies.
Yeah.
So you know, if Jeffrey Lurie's PR staff didn't already present this to him, or if he didn't already see it, whatever it might be, or Howie Roseman, for instance, DeSean's in a little hot water today. And it's not just in the court of public opinion. It's with his own front office. It's with his own bosses.
Yeah.
And that's who I first saw tweet about it last night, was Joe Banner. And I went, whoa, let me do some backwards investigating here. And I looked up some stuff from DeSean. Saw some screen grabs from DeSean, and then I went on and went to his social media account, and it was still up. Still up there. I couldn't believe what I was reading. Again, there's been debate as to whether or not it's actually a quote from Adolf Hitler, the Führer, right?
Yeah, some call it a fake quote.
Some call it a fake quote.
Just think about that sentence you said, though.
Yeah, what?
There's debate as if it's a quote from Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, all you need to say, like, literally the quote that DeSean Jackson posted on his Instagram account, on his Insta story yesterday, it starts off by saying, Hitler said, comma, quotation marks, and then things DeSean Jackson actually highlighted.
Yeah.
And then when people were like, DeSean, what the hell are you doing? What are you, crazy? This is stupid. What are you doing? He kept the quote, crossed out Hitler said, as well as the paragraph surrounding, kept one paragraph about how they will extort America, their plan for world domination won't work if the word that was used to be commonly accepted for African Americans, which was is unfortunate, if the people know who they were. And he kept that part of it with like arrows pointing to it. this is like in a time where I thought we were all supposed to be, and this is actually what Joe Banner got into, and I agree with him. In a time where we're supposed to like be pushing hate aside and be like, you know what, let's banish hate. Let's Jeffrey Lurie's line. Let's open our hearts to everybody here.
Right.
This goes exactly against that.
You know, the common phrase in my old job, where you're trying to hunt down stories, where you hear things and all that, is three words. Consider the source.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right? So you hear something, you think it's true. Well, who said it? Oh, well, consider the source. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your source is Adolf Hitler? The source for your quote is Adolf Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
In what world did you think that, this is a good idea, he was onto something, or maybe back then translate to these times?
Mm.
What the hell?
What the hell was he thinking?
It is more than head-scratching. You know, you brought up, first thing you brought up this morning, Mark, when we all got together to talk, you brought up a name, and we're going to hear it a lot, or maybe Jamie said it. We're going to hear a name a lot from the Philadelphia Eagles past is going to be brought up, and probably rightfully so. And a guy that said something really, really bad at a concert.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, probably wasn't sufficiently, or definitely wasn't sufficiently
he
punished
got an
for
extension!
It.
Yeah, he got rewarded. Yeah, it was a bad,
I mean,
bad look. Yeah.
What do you do?
You said, Mark, in the beginning, you know, like, what are the Eagles going to do? I mean, they set the precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Of having their players' backs, because it doesn't get much worse than what Riley Cooper did or said. You know, they're no stranger to controversy bringing in Michael Vick, but they set a precedent under the Jeffrey Lurie era of how they handled the Riley Cooper situation. So they have to have DeSean Jackson's back here.
DeSean Jackson will get a contract extension. Is that what you're saying?
You know, they'll probably publicly say, you know, we don't agree with anything that just happened, but they can't do anything.
All right. I'm going to try to give the full context to the best of my ability. DeSean Jackson, apparently over the weekend, Louis Farrakhan, who's a Nation of Islam leader. I don't know much more about him other than that.
Well, he's described as an anti-Semitic extremist. So that's kind of...
So his speech over the 4th of July was apparently 3 hours on YouTube. And he gave a speech where a lot of people looked at it and went, it's pretty anti-Semitic. And DeSean Jackson felt it necessary to, watch it, pay attention to it. Hey, look, it's a free country. Do what you want to do. As long as it's not, like, shaming other people or maybe bringing down other people. And also not quoting Hitler. So DeSean Jackson spent a while and watched that. I don't know if he got all Farrakhan'd up or what it was, if he was impassioned or whatever it was. And he decided to post on social media this quote. Allegedly from, I don't even know, again, I don't even know if it's authentic. There's been debate about it, but it starts off with Hitler said. So whether or not you think it's Hitler or not, DeSean Jackson thought it was Hitler. It literally says Hitler. So anyway, then he quotes that, puts that out there, and then as you would expect in this day and age, the firestorm starts, and then DeSean Jackson decides to put out not even an apology, but he puts this out. And this is after he crossed everything out on that quote, except for the one quote that he wanted to point arrows to. So he kept the quote up there, just crossed off Hitler's name, and then said they will extort America. Their plan for world domination will work if people know who they were. All right. So he says, anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart towards no one. Equality, and then the multicolored fists in the air across the fist emojis in the air. Still not helpful.
Oh, my God. You're saying you have no hatred in your heart, and you're showing quotes from Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, that's not a good
the
start.
Most hateful person in maybe in the history of the world, in all honesty.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. And I saw somebody say on Twitter, seriously, in this time? I said, I don't care about this time, anytime.
Right. It's never been. Hitler has always been. I mean, you talk about cancel culture. Hitler's always been like, oh, you're canceled. Like, that's always, like, that's been the thing with Hitler. Like, anyone. Like, I remember.
It's one of the few things that it's universally agreed upon.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say that.
I mean, for the most part.
There's people that
closest to universally agreed upon Adolf Hitler's cancel culture. He was like talking about him was like the OG of cancel culture.
He started it.
Yeah, he quite literally. And I can't believe that Sharon Jackson would put this quote out there. So nonetheless, he then puts out another post thinking this would make it better. Hate no one, no matter how much they've wronged you. Live humbly, no matter how wealthy you have become. Think positively. Basically, another apology for that. And then this is where I saw the Joe Banner quote. And Joe Banner put this out on Twitter. And he introduces the double standard. He introduces the what a lot of people are thinking in this regard. This is what Joe Banner said on Twitter. If a white player said anything about African-Americans as outrageous as what DeSean Jackson said about Jews tonight, there would be at least a serious conversation about cutting him and a need for a team meeting to discuss, which would be totally appropriate, absolutely indefensible. I absolutely agree with that part of it. There's no defense for this. And if Joe Banner is coming out and saying, let me think what the Eagles are going to do, it's probably what the Eagles are doing. Because Joe Banner still knows the inner workings of the Eagles football team. He still understands what's going on there.
I'm sure they had that review when Riley Cooper happened.
Yeah. And then
and for some reason decided to extend a below
Yeah, what the hell was the thinking in that
player? DeSean Jackson's a great player. Riley Cooper was, a borderline scrub.
Mm-hmm.
So if you set the precedent for the white scrub, you better have the back of your black wide receiver.
Oh, I'm sure. So that's what happened. All right. Here's what's going to happen next, I believe. I don't believe DeSean Jackson's getting cut.
No.
I think what happens next is DeSean Jackson.
A real apology?
Has the full fall on the sword. Maybe I shouldn't quote Adolf Hitler apology. I think that's what happens. And after everything happened with Riley Cooper, I remember he was standing in front of the brick wall at the NovaCare complex, and he did look like a guy who was legit sorry. He was like, whoa. Now, the other thing is, watching the Riley Cooper thing, he referred to a group of people as the N-word. He didn't people think that he called the security guy the N-word, and that's not what happened. He referred to a group of people, like, I'll fight every bleep in here, meaning, like, every person, but still, you don't use that word. No defense there.
None.
Just like there's no defense about using a Adolf Hitler quote, allegedly. So, allegedly a quote.
Right.
He definitely used it.
He did it. Yeah.
So, do we see DeSean Jackson not in front of the brick wall at NovaCare Complex? Because
it's a Zoom.
Do you see the DeSean Jackson full fall on the sword apology for using an Adolf Hitler quote?
I'd have to think it's the only route they all have.
Yeah. And again, what I don't like about it is, like, I felt like we were experiencing some good momentum here, like, as a people. Like, I was talking to the family of Muhammad Ali a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that got said by a lot of different people over the last month of our lives is this feels different when we're talking about equality and all. This felt like it was different. You had people that weren't practicing racial viewpoints or anti-Semitic viewpoints, certainly. And they're saying, you know what, it's not enough for me just not to be a scumbag. I got to make sure that I am, championing the cause for everyone to not be a scumbag. Like, this goes against all of that.
Yeah.
And like, so, here's what we're going to do today, Bob. Because I don't want to do a show where we're all angry and we're all stating the obvious over and over and over and over again about how
stupid
how Hitler was the devil. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to be on a soapbox all day. Basically.
I don't think anybody's going to defend DeSean.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I would hope at least.
So let's... We got 4 hours. Here's the deal. We're going to play a little game today. In light of the DeSean Jackson news, we're going to play a game today that I think all Americans like playing called What the Hell Was He Thinking? You know what? I shouldn't even say he. What the hell were they thinking? Because there's been a lot of different people of all genders, of all walks of life, that have done some stupid things. So we will take your calls on DeSean. You can get it off your chest how you feel about this, how you would want the Eagles to handle all this. And then, Bob, if you'd be so kind, would you throw them a What the Hell Were They Thinking?
Sure, absolutely.
And then you can try to explain for us what the hell they were thinking. Because you know what? With DeSean, I don't know what he was thinking.
No.
I can only think for a second that he was all caught up in a moment of maybe watching a 3-hour speech where he's like, this is the way everyone thinks. I'm going to tweet this and people are going to be like, good for you, DeSean. I'm going to post this on my story on Instagram and people are going to be like, good for you, DeSean.
Is there a chance DeSean Jackson doesn't know the story of Adolf Hitler?
He's a pretty smart guy. Yeah, I would find that hard to believe.
That is your only explanation. That could be the only... Oh, I didn't know the history of Adolf Hitler. Okay. I didn't know.
Now, what you're saying, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, that's
now,
tough to process.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Are we acknowledging, Bob, that that seems like a reach?
Yeah.
I was just
the reachiest of reach.
Exactly. Right. Like, he's got like that claw that your grandmother had to like take the cereal box down from the top shelf. Yeah. Like, that's like, but you're not. I understand. Like that's the
only thing that would explain it.
Oh, and I'm not trying to look for an excuse.
Oh, I understand.
Oh my God.
But that's the length we have to go to be like, well, wait a minute, how is this possible?
To justify.
Just to be like, wait a minute, how like uneducated can you be on Hitler when all you have to know is, like, devil. Like, that's all you really need to know. Like, I remember walking, like, my grandmother, for instance, right? I was talking to her when I was, like, seven. Like, I remember being a little kid. I don't even know if I was 10 years old yet. And, like, my grandfather had the History Channel on, and he fought in World War II and all that. And it was just like, oh, like, Hitler came on. And I didn't know anything about Hitler. Like, I just knew he was that angry German guy. Like, that's all I didn't know anything about. And she was like, oh, Hitler, the devil incarnate. And I was like, should I not be watching this?
Yeah.
No, I watched and I learned. That's what I did. Like 8, 9 years old. That's the kind of education my grandparents believed in. But like, even at that young age, I kind of knew, I knew who Adolf Hitler was. I would certainly hope now at, 33 years old, DeSean Jackson knows who Adolf Hitler is.
Yeah, there's no way you go through life 33 years in America that you don't know Adolf Hitler. But not only will DeSean, I believe, come out with a Zoom thing today, I think Jeffrey Lurie might come out also and say, like, look, as a Jewish man, you know, this is really hard to hear, to see, to go through. Basically, one of my employees, not talking like this, but posting something like this. I think we'll hear from Jeffrey Lurie today also, besides DeSean Jackson.
Oh, really?
I do.
Okay, that would make sense.
You know, if you're going to back him, like Jamie so accurately pointed out, this organization usually does, well, you better have pretty damn good reason and come out and explain why you're going to. And you know, as I said, here's a... You know, a Jewish owner who is going to have to let his feelings be known of why he's going to, I don't want to say let this slide, but why he's going to ultimately forgive.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting if you had them side by side.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, Jeffrey Lurie's known DeSean Jackson a long time. Howie Roseman's certainly known DeSean Jackson a long time. I would think if I'm the Eagles, I'm putting him out there on an island. I don't know if they want to... I'm not going to speculate on what the apology is going to look like, but I would imagine it is going to be DeSean Jackson just kind of sitting there and taking the questions and...
I don't think there'll be a Q&A.
Oh, really?
I don't.
That's what they did with Riley.
Yes. Yeah. I think today is a Zoom, a minute maybe post from him saying, look, I'm sorry, whatever he's going to say. Mm-hmm. And then they should get this out early because you want to get in front of it. If I'm a PR guy, I'm getting out in front of it. Have him come out, say something. And then later on in the day, I would have Jeffrey Lurie come out and respond to it and say, you know, what his talks with DeSean Jackson were like. How he feels moving forward, if he's going to keep employing someone that did something like this. Mm-hmm. I think they have to get all in front of it, and today is the day to do it.
Sensitivity training? One of those deals where you educate him on all things Adolf Hitler and never, ever quote him, and by the way, we're taking your phone away.
Yeah, and because think about it. If you let DeSean Jackson go out on an island today, if you're Jeffrey Lurie in the organization, you're letting it sit. You can't do that. Like, you got to get on it right away.
And this is an open and shut case.
It really is.
Riley Cooper, open and shut case. Get in front of those cameras and you apologize. That's what's going to happen next. DeSean Jackson, quote Adolf Hitler, get in front of those cameras and you apologize. There's really no, I didn't really understand what I was saying. It's Hitler. Open, shut, closed, we're moving on, you apologize. That's the way this has to happen. Zoom call, him sitting up there, apologizing, whatever. There better be a fall on the sword type moment when it comes to DeSean Jackson. And I think there will be. If he wants to keep his NFL career going, I think that's the way they have to go.
Yeah.
Now, there was some other things that happened in the NFL yesterday. Patrick Mahomes signed a huge deal. We're still struggling for COVID testing going on in Major League Baseball. There's a lot of stuff that we are going to get to today that is on the lighter note. But this is a reaction day to something that is just dumbfounding. So people didn't even see this until late last night.
Well, it's funny because you said you saw it last night. I got it when I got up this morning. you know, and started just reading through things. And the first post I saw was something, DeSean Jackson, what the hell? And I was like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then scrolling through and found and then did all the research and all the reading and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's fresh.
Mm-hmm. Now, and a lot of it...
I was like, yo, I didn't believe what I was seeing last night.
Yeah, you had to check multiple times.
Yeah, I was like, is this fake?
Yeah, and then I like... But here's like the point, because it was so stupid, I went and I looked... at Joe Banner. I went back to Joe Banner's tweet that originally made me look for what happened with DeSean, and I was like, wait, was that a fake Joe Banner account? Like, was it, yeah. Is there a fake Joe Banner account? And then I looked at that, I was like, no, that's real. And then I looked at the other responses, and I went, okay, those people seem like they're actually legit, like, Twitter users, not like eggs or whatever they used to use. And then I, you know, actually went on DeSean's... I went back to DeSean's Instagram and went, no, this is definitely his Instagram.
So the fact that he left it up for as long as he did after the comments I'm sure he was receiving both on Instagram and Twitter tells me that he doesn't realize how wrong it was.
He believed.
Not, like, I think just a naivete, maybe, or...
That's the hope.
I mean, the fact that he left it up tells me he doesn't think it was that bad.
It's still up, by the way.
That's incredible.
Posted 18 hours ago, the quote that he originally put out there regarding the Adolf Hitler, and then the quote that he narrowed it down to where he crossed out Adolf Hitler. Like, no, we know from the previous tweet, it's still Hitler. And then he has the thing out there about hate no one and all that stuff. My only thing was...
Put your brain in a pretzel a little bit.
Like, did he not know? Did he not read his own post? Did he think it was somebody else's thing going on there?
I can't explain this from any level.
No. It's not good. It's a bad. It's bad. This is very bad.
Yeah.
All right. We'll continue this conversation, get your reaction on it, how you feel about it, what you expect the Eagles to do, and whether or not you just want him to be released. Like, is this the type of thing where you're 33, 34 years old, coming off another injury, and you're just thinking, what's the point? Why keep him around? You drafted a guy in Jalen Reagor that you thought was supposed to be, or you think might be his replacement anyway, his 2.0, I guess. Do you just move on from him? We'll take calls on that
I think
as
that
well.
Would be a disaster.
Oh, just moving right on to Jalen Reagor?
Yeah, well, from a football standpoint, but from a PR standpoint, I think it's a horrible look.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only other thing is...
Because you didn't move on from Riley Cooper.
Not only did you not move on from, you extended him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into it, but yeah, I think it would be a disaster for them.
Yeah, we got to ask the question. It's a crazy tweet, or excuse me, crazy post. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Talk about all things NFL. We will talk to the great Chris Mortensen coming up at 9 o'clock. I can't wait, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Love that guy. Jamie, thank you for reaching out and get him on the program.
He's the best.
Yeah, so we'll have that conversation coming up at 9 o'clock today. When we come back, jump a little bit more and take your calls into the DeSean Jackson fiasco. Time of the Fanatic, 621.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, what a day this is going to be. Jamie's back, by the way. He was off yesterday down the shore, enjoying himself with the fam, so that's good. We learned a lot yesterday. I learned Aaron McKee was pissed off when he got traded to the Sixers.
That was good.
Team. That was interesting. I learned Bobby Jones is just as much of a gentleman as everyone says he is.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Great guy.
Yesterday, I learned that maybe DeSean Jackson doesn't know who Adolf Hitler is, so that's interesting. It was an educating day yesterday.
It was.
I felt enlightened.
You know, if you can go to bed having learned something every day, you're a fuller man, Mark. So, yesterday, you probably slept like a baby with all the knowledge that you comprehended.
It was one of those situations where I was in bed, I was scrolling, like the last thing I do before I go, like, before like I close my eyes, you know, go through I take one last scroll.
Do you hear what I always hear? You're addicted to your phone.
I hear, babe, what are you doing? Go to sleep. Like, that's what
I said that to you last week.
Yeah. I got it from my mom and Addie over the weekend.
You're
and I was like, yeah, guess what? I do work here. I read my news here, like...
Mm-hmm.
It's all encompassing.
Mm. Now,
and yes, I'm
I watched Eurovisions, Jane.
On a much lighter note, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
We hashed this out yesterday, how long Bob lasted.
How long did you make it?
Do you remember the
Mark was 18 and a half, right?
Yeah, 18 and a half. And, James, this is no lie.
Yeah.
That we started it, and Donna hit her timer on her clock as soon as the movie started. And then she saw me squirming and started videoing me, unbeknownst to me. I swear on my life, 18 minutes and 38 seconds. And I turned her and said, I'm out.
Damn it, Bob. I took the under.
Yeah. I think Egan was the only one that won. He took the over.
Wow.
I took the over.
Oh, no, you said you took that's right. You took the over.
What happened at 18 and a half minutes?
She went to the cave where the elves were to put the whiskey down. And I'm like, get the hell out of here. And my other complaint was...
Great line.
You have Rachel McAdams in a movie and you make her look bad?
I didn't think she looked bad.
I think through most of the movie she didn't look her best.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I think they were pointing out as Icelandic fashion.
Yeah, I
part
said
of the problem.
That, like, make them look more humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, from a small Icelandic town. I don't even know if there's a large Icelandic town, to be honest with you. I don't know much about Iceland other than
my sister visited there with her friends last year.
You can get cheap airfare. A lot of people that have gone there.
I've heard of that.
They throw down on the air deals.
But she said everything there was unbelievably expensive.
I believe one of their main delicacies is horse.
I forgot about that, but that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I remember my buddy coming back and be like, you know they eat horse over there. I'm like, well, I think I can put off Iceland for a while.
Yeah, I think I'm good on trying horse.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, I know there's some animals we're just more connected to than others, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
But no, like the Vikings called Iceland, even though it was green, and Greenland, because it was icy. Like, thanks. But good one on you there.
You guys, you jokesters, you Vikings, you.
Leif Erikson.
That's like Prancer. Driveway and parkway, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's all they're trying to do. But Bob watched that, and I was a little nervous when he was telling me how he was timing his time watching the movie, because I was just going by the screen itself, like going by Netflix when it says, like, you know, you can pause it and it comes up how much time's left in the movie.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was going by, like, when you first saw an actor, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was a little nervous, but nope, still got it by
nice, 8 seconds. Nice line from the house there.
I do. The house always wins, my friend. The house always wins. So people are getting more and more curious, I guess, about what exactly DeSean Jackson said. And this is my guess on the matter. As I said, he was watching Louis Farrakhan, apparently.
Oh, I had to personally read up on yesterday because I didn't know that much.
Like, in my head, all I knew was, like, Black Leader.
Yeah, I knew Nation of Islam and stuff like that, but I had to dive into the Wikipedia page to fully comprehend.
And the only
not that I'm claiming I can fully comprehend, more so than I did yesterday.
So I'm watching it, and like I follow DeSean, as I'm sure most of us do, and I'm seeing posts about Louis Farrakhan, and I was like, oh, I guess he's watching Louis Farrakhan. And I'm seeing like quotes from Louis Farrakhan. I guess he's in the midst of educating himself on Louis Farrakhan or whatever. And then out of nowhere comes the Hitler said quote, all right? And that's whenever you see those first two words, it always catches your attention, especially when it's from someone like DeSean Jackson, who you're not really expecting that from. Nonetheless, not that I think I follow anyone that would start that off.
I'm not expecting that from many people at all.
And then it comes off, and this is where the anti-Semitic things come in. It starts off with, because the white Jews... And that's the first line. Hitler said, because the white Jews. And that's kind of an attention getter. And it's not so much what was said in the tweet other than Hitler said that has caught people, myself included, ridiculously off guard. What it more so is that people look at Louis Farrakhan as a guy that is anti-Semitic. And that's when a guy like Joe Banner is up in arms over it. That's where he's expecting maybe Jeffrey Lurie to be up in arms over it, as well as Howie Roseman. Like, this is the definition, as we just said, of an open and shut case. Like, there's no defense of this, regardless of what it goes on to say. Even if, and as DeSean Jackson did, even if you go on to X out, literally, like, what's the word? Detract from the record, whatever. Even if you black out what he did say and then just, or who said it, and you just leave the quote, people still know who said it, where the idea came from, and the fact that you're trying to make this out to be some kind of step forward for oppressed people, that doesn't come off good.
No, this is bad on so many levels. The Eagles are going to have to react to it, obviously. They're probably going to back their player because that's what they've done in the past in situations like this. Maybe there won't be fan reaction because as much as you would anticipate, because DeSean Jackson probably won't be playing in front of fans this year. Should he still be playing for the Eagles? Is this a cuttable offense? You know, there's so many levels of this. It could be a cuttable offense, but it can't be here in Philadelphia after the precedent was set with Riley Cooper, as we already talked about. DeSean Jackson is ending his career as an Eagle in a really bad way. Yeah, he is.
Well, injury-wise?
Yeah, you know, it's in a bad way. Nobody's going to, I shouldn't say nobody, a lot of people aren't going to look at him the same anymore. A lot of people aren't going to want him on this team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be, oh, he made a mistake, let's move forward, here we go. That hits a lot of people pretty deep, and probably the owner of the team, too. So that's why I say, I think, I don't, not only do I think he will, I think it's incumbent upon Jeffrey Lurie to come out and say something after DeSean Jackson does today.
Separate apologies, but separate statements.
Sit back. I'm sure he's hurt as a Jewish man. I'm sure he's very, very hurt at what he posted. And, you know, he's a player who he gave a lot of money to over his career. You know, he's got to step back and say, okay, let me see you dig yourself out of this. Let me see what you have to say. How do I feel? Do I believe you? Do I fully accept your apology? But yes, I think it's incumbent upon Jeffrey Lurie to come out and speak today after DeSean Jackson does give an apology, if he so chooses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this seems like something that Lurie would speak over.
I think he has to.
I think that would be a good, I don't even want to call it a good move on his part, but I think he would be moved to actually say something.
Yes.
And say, we don't stand for this here. DeSean's going to talk, and he'll address this as well, and we've had a conversation.
Or more than that, I want him reacting to DeSean Jackson and what he says.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I want them to talk privately. I want Jackson to come out and have something, and then I want Jeffrey Lurie to come out and say, yeah, here's how I felt when I saw it. Here's how I felt when I talked to DeSean, and here's how I feel now that he's come out and spoken to you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the next time Howie Roseman addresses the media, he gets asked about it.
Sure.
Because think about it this way. You talk to a number of players that were African-American in the Eagles locker room, including Michael Vick, after Riley Cooper came out and said what he said at that concert. You would expect reporters maybe the next time they speak to either Jeffrey Lurie or Howie Roseman during that conversation, during that press conference, they come out and ask them for their reaction to it as well. So if Jeffrey Lurie doesn't do it now, it's probably going to happen later. And the Eagles usually are pretty good about getting ahead of the story, whether you agree with them or not. Like Riley Cooper, for instance, they get ahead of it.
Yeah.
They don't just, let me just let it linger for a long time now and just see what happens. They get ahead of it.
Yeah, they have a pretty good PR sense, I think, as an organization. And that's why, you know, I not support DeSean, but I don't think anything will come of it
mm-hmm.
at all.
What, like a release? Yeah, I don't think
so. Well, a release, a fine, a suspend, like nothing. I don't think you can do anything because mm-hmm. of how you handled. You know, I hate to go back to his name, but it's the precedent that was set with Riley Cooper because that was equally as awful. And, you know, you stood by him.
So let's, from a general sense, if you look at what DeSean, if you look at it like this, a 33-year-old wide receiver who his whole game is predicated on quickness and speed just came off an injury where he had his first, he tried to fight through it, right? Tried to not have surgery. Then he came back. That didn't work out. He played essentially, what, three games he got credited for this season?
Yeah, it was really like one and a half.
Yeah,
maybe.
Even that, because he didn't even really play against the Falcons.
Yeah.
But he came out and he tried to fight through it. Didn't work. Didn't have the surgery. Finally had his first surgery. Now he's coming off that surgery to come back into this football season with the pandemic going on and all that. Do you really think this would be a situation if it wasn't DeSean Jackson, somebody else would get that second chance?
Hmm.
Like blanket statement, looking at it generally. Oh, they tweeted this. You're gone.
From a football standpoint, though, I mean, he's your best wide receiver on paper, right?
As of right now, he's your most proven. Sure, him and Alshon, but Alshon might not even be healthy yet.
Yeah, I just think from, you know, just the football aspect, that's a pretty big hit to your team.
Mm-hmm.
So
they can't do anything. They can't cut him. They can't, you know, he's an African-American, and African-Americans were hated on by Riley Cooper, and you knew about it, and you saw it, and you extended him.
Well, you gave him an opportunity to prove himself.
Right.
And DeSean probably was there, and, you know, I would think, you know, willful of his apology, or accepting of his apology from Cooper.
I think they were...
I'll have to look that up, but I think they were in the same locker room around that time, right?
I believe so, 2010.
Yeah.
It was Vic's, like, MVP season.
So, you know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Like, there's no way around it. There really isn't. And, yeah, I think that's a great point, Bob. I think the Eagles have to come out. I think Jeffrey Lurie has to come out. Howie Roseman probably as well. And they have to say something. I mean, yeah. I would expect Jeffrey Lurie to say something today, if it's a statement or if it's on camera. I would expect something from him today. Maybe not Howie. Maybe the next time he addresses the media, you see something from him. But as far as DeSean goes, I don't see how we close out today without seeing a full-blown, fall-on-the-sword, I'm a big, fat idiot, DeSean Jackson apology today.
Yeah.
Because, like, look at it. Like, even in the admission of saying that you weren't fully sure of where the quote came from, like, that's even, that makes you even look dumber.
Yeah.
Like, there's no justification. There's no pushing blame aside. DeSean Jackson looks ridiculous right now. And if the Eagles don't come out and say something, they'll look ridiculous as well. I don't expect them to cut him today. And I think, Jamie, you're right with the precedent that was set. Although, like, 10 years ago, think about that, with Riley Cooper. Yeah. I think it was actually going into the 2011 season.
Yeah.
I think it was following the year they lost to the Packers in the playoffs and following that great run Michael Vick had where he was in the MVP race and all that stuff. But if you didn't come out and cut him after that, still the same ownership, you're not going to go out and you're not going to cut DeSean Jackson.
It would
right
be
now.
A PR disaster.
I mean, people would be lining up.
As bad as it is, I don't think it's cut worthy. I think he made a pretty big mistake. And, you know, he's an adult and he's got to take the arrows and fall on the sword, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, maybe improve himself because of it. And I don't think it's a cuttable offense. As shocking as it is, I don't think it is.
This is never a good thing, as I said before, and we all agree.
No,
this is
there's never a win when you quote him.
But especially in this time that we are in right now, makes it incumbent upon the Eagles and DeSean Jackson to speak today.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot let this sit.
Mm-hmm.
Cuttable offense? If the Riley Cooper thing never happened, cuttable offense?
It's far more possible.
Yeah. And if it's a Mac Collins from last year who says something like this, a guy who's proven to be like a nothing, and I hate to lump together how it's going to affect the football team and how it affects society. I hate lumping them together. Don't let your societal beliefs that DeSean Jackson, if you're a total believer, say Riley Cooper didn't have it, that DeSean Jackson is wrong and hateful and you don't want him around this organization, then that's fine to cut him. To me, you know, be damned on the football field if it hurts you or not. If you're in full belief, they should have cut Riley Cooper if that's what their belief mm-hmm. was, and forget about the football sense of it. But you can't cut him after the precedent you set. Jamie, you're exactly right.
But the thing was with Riley Cooper, it wasn't like he was like going to be the next Jerry Rice, right?
No.
It wasn't like he wasn't that good. Like, I remember Phil Sheridan writing an article in the Inquirer about it at the time, saying that he's not good enough to keep around for this.
Yeah.
Like not to break it down to something that was so simple, but like the phrase would be the juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
Like,
so that impacts the DeSean thing, because if you're willing to keep a worse player that happens to be white and giving him an extension and cut a borderline star, superstar, whatever you want to call him, mm-hmm. wide receiver that has a lot of your records and, you know, the most 40-plus yard touchdowns in NFL history, or right behind Jerry Rice there, you can't be that 180'd.
Yeah.
Like, you have to stand by your guy.
Like, in broadcasting, right, and that's what all these players are doing, when you post something on social media, and not enough people realize this, you're broadcasting it. Like, that's
sure.
what's happening. Now, the same rules and guidelines and regulations? No. But there's some magic words in the English language. One begins with an N, and that's Riley Cooper. That's what he said. And then the other usually has to do with the other one, H. And the minute you go with Hitler there, though, that might be the step down of the other one, the real magic one that makes everything in your career disappear. The next one down, that's not a good look either.
Yeah.
That's one when you don't want to take that one and hold that up and hold it up on a pedestal and say, oh, this what this guy said, I'm with that.
Yeah. Had they cut Riley Cooper back in the day, things may be totally different right now.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did that, they made their own bed and they have to sleep in it. And then sleeping in it is standing by your guys, because you allowed somebody that was a minimal impact on the football field player stick around after something terrible. You can't do it to a black star player when something, you know, similar happens.
Mm-hmm. And look, I want to hear from someone today that can maybe go into a little bit more detail about either Louis Farrakhan. I want to hear from somebody who read this, who is Jewish, and get their reaction on it. I don't want to speak for anybody here, but I want this to be an open conversation. I want to have a good, educated conversation about this. And you know what? For the weeks that we talked about all the turmoil going on in the world, for the vast majority of it, all but like one day, we did pretty good with it. Like, as a conversation, not just us. I'm not patting ourselves on the back, but with the audience, with the callers, with people that tweeted the show, I just want to have an open conversation about it. And things didn't get contentious that week until the final day, so that's a good thing. If I had to write a script for today and predict what was going to happen, like how long you would watch Eurovision, Bob,
right?
I would assume by like maybe like 4 p.m. today, we'd probably have some, just a throw out of time. I think it happens in the middle of the news cycle. I think people are going to, I think the Eagles will come out and say something. I certainly think DeSean Jackson's going to come out and say something. And if he doesn't, you actually had to think on this? That this would take more of an apology?
Yeah.
Good God, man.
Yeah, and...
Or more time to conjure up an apology. Come on.
Yeah, if I don't know. I hope it doesn't take convincing of him that he needs to make an apology.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, that's scary in and of itself. And, you know, are they going to come out with a... Whatever happens, it has to happen today. I mean, that's just it. This time that we're in, this day and age, you cannot let something like this sit. You have to be reactive. And I just have a feeling that the Eagles and Jeffrey Lurie will be active today.
I would assume as well. If you haven't read the quotes, I know they're on DeSean. They're still on DeSean Jackson's story right now. There have been plenty of stories written about it. I am still double-taking when I look at it. Like, I still can't believe that it was actually put out there and actually supported by DeSean Jackson. He has come out and said on his own Instagram story, with the quote still there, which is still mind-numbing, "Anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart towards no one. Equality, equality," is what he posted below his original post of the quote that starts off by saying, "Hitler said..." Never a good look right there. So we'll continue that conversation as the show goes on today. But to go back to what we kind of started with, it did feel like we were kind of making some good momentum. And Joe Banner, former Eagles president, essentially, came out late last night. And that's how I learned that this was unfolding. When Joe Banner put this out saying...
So you saw his post first.
First.
And yeah, that's how I got directed kind of to it, too.
And I saw DeSean Jackson, his name mentioned, and what DeSean Jackson said about Jews. And I went, huh? And then I went back to it, and it's not so much even what he said about Jewish people, it's who he quoted and what that man is known for about Jewish people, for instance. Holocaust, for instance. And DeSean Jackson posted a quote from allegedly from Adolf Hitler talking about a similarity between Jewish people and black people. And it's just never, you don't want to mix Hitler, Jewish, and black. You don't want to put those together.
No.
Generally, that's not going to work out well for people, especially if you're using that quote to make your own point. That's not what's going to grab people's attention in the way that you want to grab their attention. But that's what he put out there. A lot of Jewish people took a lot of offense to it. Joe Banner being one of them, even going so far as to say that he predicts that the Eagles will have a conversation about this, a team meeting, possibly even about cutting DeSean Jackson. Joe Banner put that out. And as I said earlier,
that's wild to me.
If Joe Banner's saying that, odds are the Eagles will at least have that conversation.
When did Banner get out? Wasn't...
2012, 2013.
So he was here for the Riley Cooper.
I believe he was.
Yeah, we'll have to double check that. But yeah, I mean, how can
2012? He left as president. He became president, CEO of the Browns in the football version of 2012.
Is that a double standard he's throwing out there, saying, you know, talking about cutting?
Well, I don't doubt that the Eagles had a conversation about cutting Riley Cooper.
Yeah, they 100% had that, but decided to keep him.
Yeah.
And extend him.
Yeah. Not a good look.
Yeah, I almost responded to Banner's tweet with, "Riley Cooper has entered the chat, ... And then I was like, no, don't stoke those flames.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You were like, hey, let me do something. Let me not.
Yeah.
That's exactly what DeSean Jackson said today.
Good job, Jamie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, did you
not that I think it would have been that bad, and you know, nothing I'd be ashamed of, but I just figured let's let that one lie.
Did you actually start tweeting, or did you actually start typing?
No.
Okay, see?
The thought entered my head.
Right? See?
And I went, Joe, come on, don't be tone deaf here, because Riley Cooper happened.
Yeah, remember Riley? Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
That was a good time. I'll never forget the brick wall. It was like, he's lined up, man.
They were like, hey, Riley, go outside and be away from everyone else.
Literally put your back against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that looked like. All right, let's jump up to Brian here. He wants to talk about DeSean here. Brian, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, Brian.
Doing good. Yeah, I think... what Deshaun posted is what he posted. And I don't think he's alone right now. I don't know if you understand where a lot of black people coming from. And they're doing a lot of world history and research. And there's a lot of things that went on during the Dark Ages. And, it's coming out. Get ready. Christ is coming. God bless you.
Well, that sounded like a threat. I think I was just threatened. Is that what just happened?
I have no idea what just happened.
I know there was a bad connection.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Let's just move on.
It's back to you not tweeting. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We'll continue this conversation on Deshaun Jackson, continue to get people's takes on it as the show goes on today. And we will break down the incredible Patrick Mahomes deal. That is just amazing. Talk about doing double takes yesterday. Did a couple of double takes of that one, especially as the number kept going up as the day went on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. And also, is there anyone in Philly you'd give that 10-year contract to right now? Anyone in Philly you might 12-year contract extension?
I would.
I know who you would. That's the first thought. When I thought of this question last night, after I saw the deal, I was like, I know exactly who Bob's giving the deal to. We'll talk about all that and more when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet. And there's no better place to get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Pat Egan's telling me Usman is the man. Bet $20 to win $100 on either fighter. And DraftKings is offering all users two profit boosts. Just place a pre-match bet on a fighter, and if they win, your payout increases. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FANATIC. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight. No matter if you pick Usman or Masvidal. Pat Egan, help me out here.
Masvidal.
Your odds will be boosted $20 to win $100. That's code FANATIC at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Patrick Mahomes contract that we referenced earlier, that everyone's going to be referencing, and does make me ask the question, who would you give a 10 or 12-year contract to in Philadelphia?
Bryce Harper.
Too late.
You know Bryce Harper's still going to be playing for, I believe, two more seasons by the time Mahomes is done?
Which is crazy. Jay Middles beat you to that. So it's like the next one.
Jay Middles.
Does it look like stupid money to you?
No. Now, you know, the first thought I had with the Patrick Mahomes, even though I kind of assumed that the deal was going to, like, have the wording in it for the first year, like, COVID-protected kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where the revenue might not be there. I was like, man, so much for that revenue not being there.
Yeah.
Like, is there any more surefire thing to make money than the NFL? And I'm not even talking about the players. I just mean it as a business.
In general, literally dummy-proof.
Like, think about this for a second. Foxborough.
And they prove it a lot. It is dummy-proof, yes.
Foxborough. You never had the highest paid player in Tom Brady.
Like now he was never in the top five of quarterbacks.
I thought he was top three for one season.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
But for the majority of his career, not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.